For only $30, you get discounts and bargains all across the Hamilton area at various businesses. All you have to do is donate a minimum of $30 to 93.3 CFMU. For more information, just go to cfmu.ca and click on Friends of CFMU in the footer.
Friends is a word we use every day. Most of the time we use it in the wrong way.
Support CFMU and get great deals too. Use the card at Arcade, Amigos, Big B Comics, Downtown Bike Hounds, and Dr. Disc.
Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like to be with
Wednesday, November 13th at 6 p.m. It's our monthly open mic night at The Grind, presented by The Grind and 93.3 CFMU. Open Mic Night at The Grind features singers, songwriters, poets, and performers, as well as great food and drink. Come out and enjoy, or come and participate. It doesn't matter if you play original music on the guitar, sing musical numbers to a backing track on your phone, write poetry in your spare time, come and share what you've got. Drop by The Grind and sign up now. Ask at the counter for the sign-up list. That list filled up quickly last month, so come on by, sign up. You can find The Grind in Togo Salmon Hall, just outside of the Student Center. Open Mic Night at The Grind, Wednesday, November 13th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
Welcome to Do You Nu Metal here on CFMU.ca or 93.3 CFMU if you're listening on FM. I'm your host, Katya. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, another week of metal, another week of nu metal. Nu metal in both ways, so not only the genre, but also new, like brand new metal. Speaking of new, Actually, wait, I want to banter a little bit before we get into the music. Oh, I have such a hard time just sticking to where I want my thoughts to be. Because if I feel like if I don't banter at the start, I don't get to later. Because then I just get so caught up with all the artists and everything. But keep in mind that I did say there's new metal. Because this in particular, this song here, which we will talk about in a second, is a new song. So, pretty exciting stuff. Anyways, it is that time of year. Everything is piling up. Assignments, midterms, like presentations. I'm kind of, you know, getting by, of course, surviving, making my way through. I don't have any finals this semester, so I literally have two more weeks of fall semester of my last year of undergrad. It's kind of bittersweet. At the same time, I'm very relieved, of course. I just submitted my pre-registration and ethics forms for my thesis, so it's been really great today. Overall, I'm really happy with how the day has gone. Feels super productive, feeling really good. And I feel like that's being reflected in the music that we're listening to today. So of course, it's going to be angsty, but it's like melodic and it's powerful and it's, I feel like it kind of does give way to those more positive emotions, even if the lyrics can be a little bit, like, sad. But at the same time, I don't know, I feel like maybe I chose some really great music today because I'm in such a great mood. Not to say that my music sets typically aren't that great, but I'm really happy about the one that we've concocted today, and I'm really excited to share it all with you. So, that was my banter. Well, I don't even know if it counts as banter. I'm here by myself. I was supposed to be here with a co-host, but someone came up, so maybe next week. Anyways, that's my monologue completion. Let's get to the actual tracks. So, like I was saying, this is a brand new song. Well, more or less. And it is called Elixir by Rebo off of their album Chimica. Now, this song has some really angsty vocals, guitar melodies. It's really nice. I really like especially those wispy melodies that they had in the second verse. If you don't remember, go listen to it again. You know, why not? But yes, the energy is really nice and consistent for the track. It's really emotional, really heavy. And the bridge, the climax, it was crazy. I'm a really big fan of their style. This is a Chilean nu metal band from 2001. So they've been in this for a while, which is always really fun to see because then you can kind of see the progression in their music and everything like that, which is always really cool. There are four members: Brian Mallet on drums, Franco Pucci on guitar, John Cifuentes on bass, and Nicolas Diaz on vocals. So they're still active today, as I mentioned. And this song was released in July of this year, and it's really, really good. I recommend check out the rest of the album. It's called Chimica. The band is called Rebo, and some people have referred to them as the Deftones for Spanish speakers, so you can take your chances with that and see what you think, see if you agree, maybe you disagree, but at the same time, their music is good regardless. You know, sometimes people get into those fights of, like, which bands are emulating what sound and all of that. If the music's good, I feel like that's just, like, an additional component. But yeah, go check them out. They're really great. If you do like Deftones, you will probably like Rebo as well. And yeah, with their new album, too, you might as well go support. And you might hear some new tracks coming out soon as well. Well, maybe not right away, but you know what I mean. Like, they're active, they're performing, really awesome band. Go check them out. Let's move to our next artist of the night. We're going to be listening to The Rocket Dolls with their song Drowning off the album Deadhead. The crash from the intro is so good. The instrumental is really interesting too. I feel like I can hear violins in the back, and I really love when bands mix string instruments, typically because you only have like guitar and bass, but then when they start adding like more orchestral or classical string instruments, I feel like it really adds something to the piece. And the chorus takes a really cool twist. There's like a key change, so make sure you're listening out for that. You don't want to miss it because like that is what made this song like rise in the ranks for me tonight. Like this is up there for sure out of the songs that we have tonight. This is a three-piece band. They're from Brighton, UK. There's Nikki Smash, Tommy K, and Benji Knopfler. They're referred to as like a post-grunge riff metal band, and they started out in 2009. So this album, what this song is off of, is their most critically acclaimed release. And the entire thing is full of like punchy bridges, crazy riffs. These guys have a really cool approach to their music and really hone in on the power that they can exemplify through their musicality. So obviously, with all of that praise, you're going to be expecting something great. And I promise you, that is what you are going to get. Here is Drowning by the Rocket Dolls on Do You Nu Metal.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Do You New Metal on CFMU.ca or 93.3 on FM, if you're listening there. Welcome back to the show. My name is Katya, if you missed it the first time. And we just listened to A Victim, A Target by Misery Signals off their album Of Malice and the Magnum Heart. Isn't that crazy? So, like, edgy, but, like, I mean it in, like, the most genuine way possible. Like, I love it. I love it so much. This song is really heavy, has some really harsh vocals, but then it's accompanied by some really heavenly melodic ones in the back. Kind of made me feel like I was being drawn in by a siren as I was listening. The harshness and the heaviness of the track really offset that melody, and it's just really nice. Like, I love that the harshness is, like, almost overpowering, but you do still have that softness at the bottom. It's just, it's great. I really enjoyed that a lot from this track. It's short and sweet. It's not very long, like less than 2 minutes, but great track nonetheless. This is an American and Canadian metalcore band. So they're based in Wisconsin as well as Edmonton, and they formed in 2002. Unfortunately, they disbanded this year. I know, I was looking at their bio and I was like, oh yeah, 2002. And I was like, why do I see 2024 in there too? They disbanded. It's really sad. But they have lots of great music. That's like 22 years of music. Go check them out. They're metalcore, progressive metal, and post-hardcore mostly. They formed out of the disbandment of several bands. So they are made up of members of Seven Angels, Seven Plagues, Hamartia, and Compromise. So they have had a successful career. You could totally say that they compromised on their music. Ha ha ha, there's probably a ba-dum-t somewhere. But they spent 22 years together before setting off on their final tour and retiring from the scene. So they do have 6 albums and 1 EP. There's so much music to listen to, so I really recommend checking them out. So that is, again, Misery Signals. Our next artist of the night is Oniro with their song Now, oh my gosh, I'm going to butcher this. It's in Portuguese. I apologize. Now era pra ser. I'm sorry. I did my best, but I will tell you what it means. It means it wasn't meant to be. Now, this is off of their album, Teoria do Ego. Again, I apologize, but that means ego theory or theory of the ego. So you can already tell there's some deep meaning to these songs, to the album. If you speak Portuguese, go check out the lyrics. Even if you don't speak Portuguese, I'm sure there's a translation out there somewhere. Their lyricism is really, really nice. I did check out a bit of it before the show. It's a really melodic and angsty song. There's some really good belting in it, too. Really allows the band to make a nice blend. And they support each other very well. So you'll hear all of that beautiful harmony as you listen. But they are from Taubaté, Brazil. And they are an alternative metal band that formed in 2008. They came together because they wanted to foster a unique sound within themselves. So I'm sure we'll be able to find that here. This is a really great track. Again, the belting, the vocals, the power, it just really brings out this emotion as you listen. And just looking at, you know how Spotify has those like little videos that kind of play behind the song sometimes? I'm looking at the video right now, and they're just going crazy. So you all know that you're in for a really great time with this one. Here is Oniro on Do You New Metal.
Poder mostrar
listening to Do You New Metal on CFMU.ca or 93.3 CFMU on FM. We just listened to Marker by Shreddy Krueger off the album Curses. What a fun name. I honestly love that band name. Like, it's just so, it's so good because it's a pun. But it's also, like, still applicable to Freddy Krueger because he has claws. Anyways, it's genius. Honestly, one of the best names out there, I can't lie. But Shreddy Krueger, awesome band. The heavy drumming and guitar is always a great start to a track. We have tons of those tonight, and I'm really happy about them, especially the tracks later on tonight. They're all so good. Like, I'm really, like, I feel ecstatic. Like, I'm literally, like, shaking in excitement trying to play these for you. So I hope you like them just as much as I do. The vocals on this track are really harsh, and I love it. I think it's really great because there's still a really good mix of melodic and guttural vocals. Might I say the perfect balance, actually. And yeah, honestly, very solid, very well done song. So this is a post-hardcore band from Kelowna, BC. They formed in 2011, and they also dabble with, or I guess can be categorized as alternative rock and experimental. They were made as well from former members of Secret and Whisper. So we've played some Secret and Whisper on the show before as well. And yeah, I feel like, honestly, between the two bands, they do have some components that do overlap, but at least in recent memory, or maybe I'm misremembering, you know, memory is reconstructive. I learned that in my psych class, so your memories are not always accurate, but, so don't hold me to this, I'm pretty sure Secret and Whisper is a bit softer in terms of style than Shreddy Krueger, and Shreddy Krueger is a lot harsher, heavier, more guttural screaming, and Secret and Whisper is more on the melodic side. So go check it out, prove me wrong maybe, and go listen to that band and this one as well, and then base your own opinions as well. But overall, Shreddy Krueger, fire band, put that in your playlist. Before we move on to our next artist of the night, it's the PSA time. Yo, let's hear what's happening in Hammy this weekend. So, November 17th at 7 p.m. at the Westdale, there is going to be a film opening, Sultans of Spring, Walking Through Fire. So this special film brings the magic of collaboration to the screen with award-winning First Nations, Métis, and Inuit artists from across Turtle Island, joined by Billboard charting six times CFMA winners Sultans of String. The film will be followed by a Q&A panel with artists from the film, so Shannon Thunderbird and Sultans of String producer Chris McCool. If you'd like to go see this film, and you totally should, buy your tickets on the Westdale's website. So that is the movie theater that's just nearby to campus, the Westdale. And yeah, it's a really great theater. I've seen a lot of really cool shows. They always have really fun events going on there. So I really recommend, if you're around this Sunday, go check it out. That is our PSA. So hopefully that adds maybe a potential plan to your weekend. And now we are going to get back to the music. Our next artist tonight is going to be Arrival of Autumn with their song Ghosts off the album Kingdom Undone. There's some interesting pacing in this track. It's a lot heavier and darker than the previous songs we've listened to, but it has a really good breakdown, and the melodic sections are really nice as well throughout the song. This is a metalcore band from Grande Prairie in Alberta. They formed in 2011. They have three albums, two singles. This band is really, honestly, they're really effective in portraying, or not portraying, but playing their music. It's really great. I heard just maybe like one or two songs and I was already hooked. They do have a really heavy drilling sound of like the drums and the guitar. So that's definitely, I feel, potentially an acquired taste in metal, but I think it's a really great component as well because it just makes you feel like more like, I don't know, like I feel like metal music tends to like make you feel more like aggressive and impulsive, and not necessarily in like a bad way, but you just want to like thrash around, and that's what this song did for me at least, and I hope it does the same for you, because that's always fun. Thrashing, you need to try it. Don't kick it till you try it. It's really, really therapeutic in a way. But Here's the explanation that the band gives for why their music is so aggressive and heavy. The cold gets people fired up, irritable, and angry. So that's where a lot of what we do comes from lyrically. So check out the lyrics too. We're in the middle of nowhere, and it's probably a big reason why we make music. So that's in regards to their town that they live in Alberta. They listen to everyone from Metallica and Dream Theater to Between the Buried and Me, Bullet for My Valentine, and Opeth, whose lyrics even inspired the name Arrival of Autumn. I don't know if you guys really listen to Opeth, but I found out about them through one of my mutual friends, and he put me on. They're really great, honestly. Like, go check them out. It's a different sort of metal. It's definitely not, like, new metal. It's not, like, pop or anything or groovy or anything like that, but they make really great music. I'm blanking on the genre right now, but you need to listen to them. Opeth are really, really great. Anyways, let's take a listen to Arrival of Autumn's song, Ghosts, and enjoy.
Taking worlds on the dance.
That was Mirage by Karma Zero off the album Architecture of a Lie. Welcome back to Do You New Metal. You are listening to CFMU. And I'm going to leave it up to vibrate.ca to, wait, that's not .ca, .com. I was in my head about CFMU, but vibrate.com is going to give us the juicy and important and beautifully written details about the band. But first, the track itself, the change of pace was very interesting compared to the last song. It starts really slow and mellow, gives us some acoustic energy here and there. And then this beautiful, beautiful intro is just bam, like hit with a looming heavy guitar. There's a really smooth transition though into the heaviness. There's some harsh vocals, soft vocals, works really well, blends with the instruments really, really well as well. So many wells. But this track was like, I don't even know what to say. Like, it's just so beautiful. It's like a wave of sound. This is a metalcore band. They formed in 2007. They're from France. They have five members: Seb on drums, Simon on vocals, Zoom on guitar, Galley on bass, and Skeksis on vocals and guitar. Now, here's the vibrate.com description. Karma Zero is a force to be reckoned with in the world of metal music, hailing from the dynamic metal scene of France. With metal as their main genre and metalcore and deathcore as subgenres, Karma Zero presents a unique blend of crushing riffs, furious breakdowns, and dramatic vocals that capture listeners and leave them wanting more. Karma Zero's music tackles themes of agony, misery, and inner turmoil, drawing inspiration from the darkest recesses of the human psyche. Their songs go deep into the human experience, portraying genuine feelings and challenges to which many can connect. Karma Zero delivers an immersive auditory experience that transports the listener into a world of turmoil and catharsis with their powerful and passionate music. Karma Zero infuses their music with a relentless pace that keeps the adrenaline pumping from start to finish, using elements of both metalcore and deathcore. Their dynamic song structures, scorching guitar solos, and bone-crushing breakdowns demonstrate their technical proficiency, as well as their ability to create hard yet melodious music. With their origins firmly rooted in the French metal scene, Karma Zero has amassed a devoted fan base who respect their uncompromising approach to music. Oh, I was talking for way too long. Their spectacular live performances and unwavering dedication to their art have cemented their place as one of France's most exciting metal acts. Karma Zero is a testament to the genre's ongoing strength and impact in a world where metal music continues to innovate and push limits. They are building their own way and making an unmistakable mark on the metal world with their fiery determination and uninhibited ingenuity. So brace yourselves for the auditory bombardment that is Karma Zero's metalcore and deathcore mayhem. Isn't that crazy? Like, I wish someone would write something like that about me and my life. Like, that's amazing. Anyways, I hope that convinced you to go listen to more of Karma Zero's music. They are phenomenal. Go check them out. Our next artist of the night is Blunt Concept with their song Scarred Soul off the album I Am King. So it's a really heavy song from the get-go. I love the really big energy right away. There's a lot more guttural singing style here, and it's giving us more of those really heavy and harsh metal elements. But it does still have some melodic angst, so it's fitting with our, I guess, theme of the week. They're a new metal band, and they also are categorized as rapcore and alternative. They are from Quezon City in the Philippines. They have four members: Mon on vocals, Ai on guitars, Ernest on guitar as well, and Joseph on bass. So I'll read this little excerpt that they have on their Spotify. Blunt, abrupt and straightforward force. Never say die. Over the past 8 years, three albums released, three EPs, countless shows performed, and Southeast Asian tours to top everything off, Blunt Concept proved to everybody that they're here to stay. Now with a more focused direction and a new record, making it clear to everyone that making passionate and real music for people is far from over. What an introduction. Let's take a listen here. Here's Scarred Soul by Blunt Concept. Do You New Metal on CFMU.
Reach CFMU presents The Waiting Room every Friday morning from 10 a.m. till 12 noon for the best in old-school psychedelic and progressive rock. Tune in and turn on The Waiting Room, only on CFMU, 93.3 FM, and streaming at cfmu.ca.
This is Snoop D-O-double-G and the place to be. You're listening to CFMU. 93.3
Welcome back to Do You Nu Metal. I was going crazy on that last song. That's actually my favorite song of the whole night. I can't. Like, I was actually like, there's a witness in the room right now who can attend to that. But I had the crank all the way up, dancing around that whole 5 minutes. That was such a good song. I hope all of you enjoyed it too, because that's, ooh, that's going to be the new one that I loop every single day for hours. Honestly, that's such a good song. Wow. It is Hush by Abbasi. This is it has a really interesting bass intro, and the guitar melody coming in is so good. Like, I just love, like, this song and then the very last song of the night both have that thing where it starts off fairly chill, fairly calm, and there's a big crash of just like every instrument coming in, like another wall of sound. It's so good. Like, that's such a classic trope in this genre of music. And I love it every time. Like, I literally go crazy for it every single time. Overall, really solid track. The vocals are so good. Like, I can't stop praising this track. I can see where they get the gloom metal aspect of the genre that they categorize themselves as well. And the emotion is really good in the song. I'm just obsessed. So I'm going to read this little section here, how they've described themselves. Abbasi is a rock metal band formed in July of 2015 in Buenos Aires. Since their beginnings, they have stood out for their distinctive musical style that combines elements of rock, nu metal, metal, and grunge. With a unique sound proposal, they have captivated their audience and gained recognition from many fans of the alternative genre. I'm going to be playing that song all the way home. I'm not even lying. Like, it just has to happen. Anyways, I hope all of you enjoyed it. We do have one more track of the night, so let's introduce that one. We'll be listening to Surreal 2020 by Lucas off the album Highly Medicated. So it's another, again, like I said, another great soft intro with a really big crash. Top 10 metal moments ever, honestly. It's so powerful every time. And this song has that rap style in it that is just so nu metal. I really, really love it. And there's like these harmonious vocals too. It's really like chef's kiss, nu metal track. This is what we're ending the night on, and it's so perfect. The album was released in 2006, and it has 13 tracks, but I really can't find any more information on this band, unfortunately. But you just gotta go check them out. They're Lucas, like LEW-KIS, but like, this is classic. This is going to be so good. I'm sure all of you are going to love it. It's like almost 5 minutes, so you're going to have a lot of time to enjoy it. But that's it. That's the show. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope everyone had a really great time. I hope you found some new music, new artists, had some fun. Like, I honestly was taking advantage of these speakers. I love it in here. Like, the music sounds so good in the studio. And I hope it sounds just as good at home, wherever you're listening at, in your car, at your friend's house, in your room, whatever. Make sure to tune in again next Wednesday, 11 p.m., same time, same place. Tell everybody, tune in. Have some fun. It's always going to be a great time. And it's a really great de-stressor, honestly. Like, doing this show every week is really just such a nice constant. And I hope that it's becoming something like that for all of you as well. Thank you all so, so, so much for tuning in. I was your host, Katya, and I will see you again next Wednesday, 11 p.m. on cfmu.ca or 93.3 CFMU. Have an amazing night, everyone. And here is Surreal 2020. Have a good night.
atmosphere is stained with blood from love which you lied. Lay down my life in pain. The pain is worth the tears that you cry. They've taken everything. You've given everything. Remember this. I'll give you life. I'll give you everything. Now we're not forget.
Get great deals with a Friends of CFMU card. For only $30, you get discounts and bargains all across the Hamilton area at various businesses. All you have to do is donate a minimum of $30 to 93.3 CFMU. For more information, just go to cfmu.ca and click on Friends of CFMU in the footer.
Friends is a word we use every day. Most of the time we use it in the wrong way.
Support CFMU and get great deals too.